And so good to have you join us this morning. You know, almost a year ago, we experienced a challenge in our church, and I rely heavily on certain people exercising the spiritual gifts that God has given them. And one of those is we're blessed to have evangelists that go out and share the gospel. And I can always count on them when we do outreach events and so on. And Michael Cantu and Dan Matters are some of the best evangelists I've met. And it seems like we went through this dark period of time where they were both gone. And Michael was serving and training in the military, in the Air Force. Am I on? Yes. And so, Michael, it's so good to have you back this morning. And if you haven't met him, welcome him back as well. He's completed his training. But many of you know Dan, and if you've been in this room before and Dan was here, you would know Dan. He's hard to miss. But you know, one of the things that I was preaching on last week was in the series that I was going through on asking, what happens when God doesn't answer the prayer the way you're praying it? You know, you pray specifically. And what happens when God doesn't answer the way you want him to? Do we trust him? Do we trust him with the outcome? Do we trust him that what he has in store for us is good? And when we were praying for Dan and for the Matters family, we were praying, Lord, don't let him go to prison. Work a way out, Lord. Don't let it happen. And but the Lord knew what he was doing. And today, Dan, if you want to come up, I asked him, we were driving back on Thursday, and we just realized yesterday that we didn't turn the radio on. We didn't listen to anything else other than just the goodness of God through stories and what God is doing. And it was a wonderful time. We were driving slowly because of the snow, and it took longer, but it flew by. And so, you know, one of the challenges that we have in life is when God says no to the prayers we are asking, do we trust him that what he has for us is good? And Dan will use this word a lot, but he feels that the Lord has catapulted him into ministry. You know, a lot of people go into training to go through seminary or go through college and be prepared for ministry, but God prepares each one of us through the life experiences that we go through. And Dan has been through a challenging life experience, but God has prepared him for what's next, as God is preparing each of us for what is next. So I'm going to pray and then hand you over to Dan. Lord, we thank you for your faithfulness. I thank you, Lord, for protecting Dan. I thank you, Lord, for your favor on him. Yes. Lord, the lives, the many lives that were impacted through him being who you've called him to be, not shrinking back, but being who you called him to be. So I pray, Lord, now as he shares, you would give him the freedom to share, but also, Lord, that you would speak to us, that you would take the words that he shares and use them to touch each and every one of us for the glory of God. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Well, it's an understatement that it's good to be back. Athel alluded to our trip back, and you can imagine the our conversation was just about the glory of God. There wouldn't be any other conversation to have. What else would we talk about? We didn't need a topic, did we? We didn't need to have an outline. I want to say thank you for Grace Point. My wife said to me a couple days ago or whenever, Dan, you know what? I guess God had a way because he needed a close place where people knew you and could minister to you. It was the truth, wasn't it? Because I want to say thank you. My first page just has two words, says thank you on it. because it's a big thank you. And I thought of the people here who maybe said, you know, I wish I would have done more. You know, you always have that too. You say, I wish I would have written one more, or said one more, or I wish I would have. But you know what? Let me tell you what happened. The Holy Spirit got done what he wanted to get done. The people that he wanted to contact me, contact. The people who sent me cards, they're the ones that sent. Isn't that great? So let's not have any guilt trips this morning, okay? This is the Church of Jesus Christ glorifying God together. Can we just agree on that? Amen. I told Jeannie she'd be the only one I'd probably mention, but I don't know if I've told my wife, but in heaven, besides seeing Jesus, my wife has a gorgeous voice. But I got to sit right in front of Jeannie for about a couple years or so, right here when things were arranged a little differently. And when I get to Jesus, I want to hear Jeannie's voice. I thought of her voice so many times while I was there. You never know. Men, women, you'll never know what God will use, right? Can we say amen? Out of nowhere, someone will come in like a dart of light in the darkness and bring the glory of God to you. Glory be to God. The scripture for this morning is out of 2 Corinthians. You may turn if you would like. If you don't want to, don't. I don't care. I saw Lawrence in the bathroom, and he goes, well, he's looking forward to hearing what I have to say. And I said, I'm looking forward to hearing what the Holy Spirit has to say. I'm with you. I'm in the audience this morning. Men, do you realize that? Women, we're all in the audience. I'm in the audience with you. I'm trying to hear what heaven has to say. Do you want to hear me or heaven? I want to hear heaven. I want to hear the word of the Lord. I want to hear the rhema of God with the logos of God. That's what I came here this morning. I couldn't wait to hear what he had to say. You know, it's the truth, by the way. I didn't make this up. 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verses 1 through 11, and then a couple I'll tag on. Woo! Paul, the Apostle Paul, are we beginning to commend ourselves again? Or do we need, as some do, letters of recommendation to you or from you? You yourself know our letter of recommendation written on our hearts, to be known and read by all. And you show that you are a letter from Christ delivered to us, written not with ink, but with the Spirit of the living God. Yeah, there's a hallelujah. Thank you, Bob. Not on tablets of stone, but on tablets of human hearts. It's incredible. Tablets of human hearts by the Spirit of God. I'm glad I came this morning. You know I was going to have fun. You did know that, didn't you? Such is our confidence that we have through Christ toward God. Not that we are sufficient in ourselves to claim anything as coming from us, but our sufficiency is from God, who has made us sufficient to be ministers. Oh, Lord, we're ministers, aren't we, church? We are ministers of a new covenant, not of the letter, but of the Spirit. For the letter kills, but the Spirit gives life. Wow. Now, if the ministry of death carved in letters on stone, now here's where we're going, men and women. If the ministry of death carved in letters on stone came with such glory that the Israelites could not gaze at Moses' face because of its glory, which was being brought to an end, will not the ministry of the Spirit have even more glory? For if there was glory in the ministry of condemnation, the ministry of righteousness must far exceed in glory. Indeed, in this case, what once had glory has become to have no glory at all because of the glory which surpasses it. For if what was being brought to an end came with glory, Judy, how much more? How much more will what is permanently have glory? More, much more. That's right, much more. That's right. Judy, we got that word a couple years ago, didn't we, Judy? Right out in the front here. Right, more, 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 Lord. Oh, God. Okay, verse 17. Now the Lord is the Spirit. And where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. Anybody want to be free this morning? How about receive all that God has? How about just all to Jesus I surrender? How about that one? You'll get everything plus more, much more, much more. Exactly. I love the freedom. Don't you love the freedom in Jesus' name? And we all, are we ready? Here we are. And we all, that's us, church. Are you in? I'm in. Let's go. And we all, with unveiled face. Woo! Church, what are we beholding? It's the next phrase. What are we beholding? What are you beholding this morning? Beholding the glory of the Lord are being transformed into the same image from one degree of glory to another. For this comes from the Lord who is the Spirit. Amen. Can we say amen? Amen. Amen. Woo! Webster, the title I put, I told Athol, was A Vision of the Glory of God. The word vision means something seen in, or as if in a dream or a trance, often attributable to divine agency. Oh, I love that definition. Vision, something seen in, or as if in a dream or a trance, often attributable to divine agency. That simply means there's something that is straight from heaven through the agency of God Himself. And I don't see like a lot of visions, just me. Some of you maybe do, but I live in a vision. I've lived in a vision a long time of the glory of God. This is new material for me. He just decided to give me a place to be catapulted. To be catapulted. So I just got to... You guys had nothing... I'm kidding. But I was catapulted to see God. A vision of the glory of God. And you know, glory... Can I define glory with you? Listen, very great praise or distinction bestowed by a common consent. Do we have a common consent this morning that the glory of God is greater than anything? Amen. It's resplendent beauty. You know, one of the things I got to tell the men was how beautiful Jesus was. Men that didn't even know God, and I would tell them right to their face, if you had ever seen the beauty of Jesus, your life would be transformed. I look right at him. Oh, it was fun, wasn't it? Do you think I had fun? Oh, talking about fun. Divine entertainment. Woo! The beauty of Jesus, the magnificence of this one, the crucified one, God, very God, fully man, born of a virgin, crucified, suffered, crucified, risen, blood, full atonement. How can it be? Hallelujah, what a Savior. That was my message. You believe me, don't you? I couldn't let it go. It got burned and burned and burned deeper in me. Woo. Yeah, that's what glory is. You know what resplendent means? Gleaming, shining brilliantly. You know what? I just got to brilliantly shine Jesus. I would walk through halls. I knew the glory of what God was beaming through me. I knew it. I'd known it before. I've experienced that a long time. But you know, to be there with men hurting, despondent, no hope, they would laugh at, this is really funny. You want to hear something funny? Oh, good. Even if you don't want to, I'm going to tell you anyway. They would high-five each other because they knew each other four rounds ago in prison. They were celebrating. I thought, this is the craziest thing I have ever heard. I mean, they were high-fiving, laughing hysterically. But I knew inside their hearts were bleeding. Bleeding. Wow. We are called by, you know, I have so many notes. You know, I probably won't get through it. So what time am I quitting? Quarter of? Is that the time I quit? Huh? Judy. You know, I purposely put Judy here this morning just in case some of you were going to have trouble. God put her there. Okay. We are called by God Himself to live in this unbelievable state. You see, when I was there, I was receiving and living in the glory of God. I couldn't escape it. I was giddy in solitary confinement for 3.5 months where the tray would open and they put the food in there. You got out 10 minutes a day, 23 plus and a half hours because COVID, whatever. And I had wrote to my daughter, Deborah, I said, Deborah, I'm giddy in God. He actually had me giddy. That because the presence of the Holy Spirit was that real. That'll catapult you. You can get catapulted with your friends, young people. Oh, yeah, I'm having so much fun. I'll tell you, what I experienced, only heaven will duplicate and supersede that. We're called to live daily, moment by moment, in a perpetual vision of the glory of God. We're not called to jump in and jump out. You know, I'm going to church this morning, right? I want to, you know, look good, sound good, you know, dress nicely like I did this morning. No, 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 no. How about just live with the glory of God beaming to you and through you? I have it later here, but Paul Cain 30 years ago, or more than that, said that God is going to come to his church before he comes for his church. He's got to come to his church. Men, women, there's a revival coming. There's a restoration of God coming. And it has to come to his church before he comes for the church. Are we getting ready? Have you at least get a glimpse of the glory of God in your life? At least have you started a little bit on that? Get a glimpse of who he is, where he's going, what's in on his mind, on his heart, and throw everything else out. Everything. Everything's kind of a big word, isn't it? But I didn't overstate it. Throw everything else out. I'm so thankful I went in there in God prepared. This isn't new material for me, but he just catapulted the story to make it more glorious. The same story, the same one, Brad Bittaker, that you and I experienced, right? It's not new material, it's just kind of elevated a little bit, right? Living in the divine, oh Lord, in the divine presence of God, is much greater than my words can describe. We live so much lower than what he's offering. Sometimes, don't we? My father is rich in houses and lands. He holds the whole wide world in his hands. And rubies and diamonds, I'm a child of the king. You know what? I think everybody knew I was a king in there. Little people actually said that. This guy's a genius. They actually would say that. There's something different about this man. I was very different, but I knew it. I was different when I went in there, and the Holy Spirit said, boy, you're really going to be different here. But you know what? He has to come to us before he can work through us. See, Moses, in this passage, they couldn't even look on the face of Moses. And Paul was saying, that was nothing. It said, and it was just, it was the glory, and he didn't even know it. But what happened is the glory of God came to him. And what happened when the glory of God came to him? The glory of God shone through him. It was unmistakable. Men and women, do people mistake who you are? I bet you sometimes they do. I mean, do people see the glory of God when they see you? I had so many men. Can I tell you a few stories from my vacation? Oh, good. I feel like I was on a resort. I'm serious. Here, my wife was here fighting tigers and lions. But you know what, Deb? Was I doing fine there? She could tell in my voice that Dan's doing fine. Some of the family said, well, is Dad going to be up to having, like, everybody come home for Sunday after church? She laughed. Is he ready? He's been... Because if you were with Daphne and I coming home, were we on the ground or was it off the... And it was because the glory of God. See, that's what we talked about, didn't we, Ethel? The glory of God. Oh, my. Here's a story. I don't have much time. You know what, Ethel? I have 6-7 pages here I show my wife, so I'm not even page one yet. Oh, my goodness. I'm going to call him Mac, protect the innocent. I'm with Mac. They would walk us for breakfast at 3:30 in the morning. And you would walk about a half a mile. El Dorado. Woo! El Dorado. El Dorado. They'd walk you back. They had the guard there and make sure no one, once in a while, somebody would take off. Do you see the guard going through the weeds? Oh, it was funny. Not really. But anyway... This one group, they were like the hot shots, you know, in every group, whether it's in school kids or whether it's in wherever, there's always the group that think they're better, everybody, right? They walk like it, they talk like it, they kind of, you know. Well, there's this group, and they would push in front of everybody. And the last guy on this group was Mac. And Mac would tail along, and he would just be on the last one, kind of the caboose. And he would just walk right through, and they would pass everybody by, hundreds of us online. Oh, my goodness, it was something. And just, they were all just lost as goose, you know. But, you know, when we left that spot, we moved to another spot. I forget, I was having so much time. They moved us from resort to resort. You never knew which one you were at. And he was in this pod, and I said, hey, Mac, have you ever thought about giving your life to Jesus? Yeah, I've thought about it. Well, would you like to, you know, would you like to give Jesus your life? No, he said, I think I'll wait till after I get out. I said, why would you want to do that? I mean, wait. You know, the Savior is waiting to enter your heart. Why don't you say yes today? He said, I want to wait. Okay, well, wait. Oh, Lord, I guess you're not there yet. Maybe I was just planting a little seed, you know? But he would ask me to write letters for him, and I'd write things, and he'd give me stuff and ask me for things. I said, sure. And Mac, so now we moved, and I was praying, oh, Lord, when you move me, send the men that you want. Well, the last big place, as my wife was so glad I got to, was a place called in Stockton. And in Stockton, they actually had a chow hall. There was only 128 men, but it was all in one room. There was just one room where everybody was. Nice, you know, steel bed, mattress about that big, really comfortable. Not really. Oh, I did have to laugh about that, like I laughed about everything else. But Mac, I was praying for some men, and the Holy Spirit said, when I got to this place, start my church here. So I told the men, hey, Monday through Friday, 7 p.m., Holy Spirit's going to show up, we're going to have church. Yep. And he built his church. I think it's probably the first church that was established in a prison. I mean a church, not a Bible study. It was the church. And I hope it wasn't. I don't want to make a big deal because I hope it wasn't, but it seemed like it. This Mac walked in one day and stayed about 10 seconds and walked right out. That was 10 seconds longer than anything else I'd seen. Couple days later, walked in again. This time he kind of looked around and kind of sat down and got up about 5 minutes later. I can't tell you exactly, but you could see the journey. I'd be, oh God, oh God, oh God. So one day after, now he was staying all the time and say a word. And as Athel alluded to, I'm not sure I'm an evangelist, but at least I do the work of the evangelist, like Paul told Timothy, right? One day, and I had some believers, and all of a sudden, Mac walks in, and then I started a 30-minute intercessory prayer meeting prior to the service every night. I was usually the only one that prayed, but I didn't care. At least they were there, right? Oh, my goodness. Mac walks in during the intercessory prayer time. Holy Spirit said, now. I said, Mac? And of course, the believers are like, what's Dan going to do now? They were used to it. They figured it out. I said, Mac, I think this is it. Do you think it's time for you to repent in Jesus' name and the blood of Jesus wash you? Are you ready now? He said, yes, I am. Glory to God. Can we just say glory to God? Of course he was ready. You know why? The Holy Spirit was the inviter. You don't have to worry about if the Holy Spirit's in charge. I had no fear whatsoever. Those men were literally, I'm like, oh, Mattis, you're Dan. Oh, yeah. They weren't used to that. The Holy Spirit is pretty good at this stuff. And they've got used to hearing the phrases you've heard from me, Brad. You know, I have an expectation of God, man. Let's go. And they go, oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Mac repented. And I got up and told his story. You see, men and women, what was the story? It was a story about the glory of God revealed wherever you are. The glory of God. You see, if you know that's what's going on, you don't have fear. You don't have hesitation. If the glory of the God of the universe is walking, talking, would you? I knew it was him. Of course I did. I told his story in the church. And I said, if you're embarrassed, it's okay. I'm going to say it anyway. I really didn't care. I told him, I don't care if you're embarrassed. It's God that's going to get the glory out of this, Mac. I'm not going to not tell your story. I told the story about him walking with those losers and tagging along and barging in front of everybody. I told him the story about him rejecting Jesus when we were in that pod. And then I told a story about Mac, you walking in once for 10 seconds, then for 2 minutes, and then taking potty breaks 3 times during the service. And then finally you coming in, and then the Holy Spirit opened your heart. Men and women, did I experience glory? You're not surprised, Brad, are you? It was greater glory than I expected, though, church. It was greater. Much greater. More, Judy. If we, being evil, know how to give good gifts to our own children, how much more will God give the Holy Spirit and good things to those that ask? I asked with great expectation. I got more than I asked for. I got more, church. More. And thank you, young men that prayed for me. I remember the faces of the young men that prayed for me here the day that I left. Some of you are sitting here. I remember those prayers. No wonder the Holy Spirit catapulted me. Nope. Could he be any less than that, church? Is he some kind of a weak? He's the God of the universe. And if they looking at Moses couldn't even look, Paul said, whew, whew. Now if the ministry of death carved in letters of stone came with such glory that the Israelites could not gaze at Moses' face because of the glory which was being brought to an end. Will not the ministry of the Holy Spirit have even more glory? And I'll close with just this phrase, for where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. I walked in freedom that men who are outside a resort like I was in have never experienced. Am I charged up or what? Oh, God. So, Lord, Daphne, you want to come up? Lord, we just say thank you. Thank you, Lord. It's all about you, isn't it, church? Not about me. Not about you. It's all about him. The glory of God. And I want to say in that, Lord, thank you for this church, for this body of believers who stood with me over and over and over, that God himself would be glorified. Thank you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you, Dan. Thank you so much for sharing. And I know we'll get to hear a lot more over the months and weeks and years ahead. And watch the spot to see what God does, because I believe that There are many, many years of effective ministry that the Lord has in store for you, Dan. And thank you for sharing. He hasn't changed a bit, has he? So glory to God for that. And he answered so many prayers. So thank you for praying. And so I want to give the opportunity as Sharon comes up and the worship team comes up. If the Lord has been speaking to you today, and you know, prisons come in different forms. We sometimes allow ourselves to get into prison of our own making. The enemy loves to put people in bondage. And today I want to give you the opportunity to experience freedom. The glory of God is seeing people set free. And so if there's anything that you need prayer for today, it may be a financial situation, it may be a struggle that you're going through, a health issue. We're going to have people on either side of the gymnasium just praying for you, available for prayer as Sharon leads us. And take advantage of that. Like I said last week, if you're carrying a burden in here, don't leave with it. There's an opportunity to see that released and taken off of you today. So thank you. Are you ready to go?